The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Thank you. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. We welcome all of our friends who are live streaming with us this morning. Thank you for joining us. Whether you're joining locally, nationally, or internationally, we love you and we bring you greetings from the Zion Hill Church in Pineville, Louisiana, USA. If you have your Bible, will you please stand with me as we read from the Word of God. The book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse number 1. Very familiar scripture. The book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse number 1. The Bible says, God is our refuge. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
God is our strength. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
God is a very present help. A very present help in time of trouble. Can I get an amen? Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the Word of God. Oh, it's so real, it's so precious, and it's so alive and well, even right now. Thank you for the Word of God. Grass may wither, flowers may fade, but we know your Word will stand forever. Holy Spirit, help our hearing today. Help our understanding today. Bless us through your Word. Use me as your ready writer for your glory, oh God. Help me to be a blessing to somebody. Even me, Lord, I just don't want to be cooking and not eat at the divine table. Thank you for all the families that are gathered here. Thank you for those who are live streaming with us. Father, we pray that you will touch our body and heal us of every sickness, every infirmity. Thank you for the blessings of life. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you for a few minutes on the subject titled, The Shaking is for My Making. The shaking is for my making. If you notice in that topic, there are two key words there. Number one, shaking. And number two, making. The truth be told, my brothers, my sisters, all over the world right now, there is a shaking going on. Am I right about it? Ladies and gentlemen, our economy is shaking. Our social life is shaking. You have to stay at a distance, even from friends and loved ones, even on the job. There is a shaking going on. Even our government, there is a shake-up. And if you look closely, even the market is being shaken big time. Am I right about it? Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes in life, if the truth be told, we all go through a shaking. For example, every now and then, we may have to go through a job loss. Some people go through a health crisis, and that's a big shaking. Sometimes it may be a financial shaking. Sometimes it may even be death in the family. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth be told, lots of things are being shaken up right now as I'm standing before you. The shaking shows us, ladies and gentlemen, that we have very little control in this life. I can stop there and preach. Sometimes you think you got it all together, but all this shake-up is showing you and me that really when it's all said and done, we have very little control. Who would have thought that the greatest economy in the whole world will be flattened in matters of a few weeks? Who would have thought with all of our technological advance, we have flying saucers. We got things flying, walking in the water, flying in the space. But none of that could stand in the presence of Almighty God. We have the greatest military in the whole world. But how do you fight an enemy you don't even see? My brothers, my sisters, there is a shaking going on. Who would have thought just one virus, not two, just one virus will stop the whole world at its feet? My brothers, my sisters, there is a shaking going on. Now we know for sure that we cannot even trust our finances. Today you are rich, you never know what may happen tomorrow. Now we know we can't even trust our market. Wall Street, any other street out there, all of a sudden you blink your eye and it collapses and falls flat. You say, whoa, what happened? It lets you know, my brothers, my sisters, God is in control. I say God is in control. Even you cannot even trust your job or your career. Who would have thought in matters of few weeks, millions of people will become unemployed? I tell you, my brother, my sister, there is a shaking going on. Even you can't depend on life itself. The Bible says it's like a vapor. Today you're here, tomorrow you're gone. The question, ladies and gentlemen, who is behind all this shaking? The Bible saying all of you are getting, get understanding. Who is behind all this shake-up? Let me suggest to you, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes our shaking may come from the devil. All right. All right. Can you handle the truth this morning? Sometimes our shaking may come from God. Hallelujah. How do you know which shaking come from God? How do you know which shaking come from the devil? I can preach on that all day. Because as I listen to people, I can see they're confused as to who is behind this. And unfortunately, I don't hear much about it, even on radio or television. But ladies and gentlemen, let me suggest to you, whenever you find your faith being shaken, that's from the devil. God will never test your faith. Whenever your faith is being shaken, your faith in God, that's the devil behind that. Are you still here? But the question must be asked, so I get that. When does God shake up things? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear. When we begin to worship other gods, God will shake up the nation. I can stop being preached. You be the judge. When you begin to have false sense of security, when our nation begin to think they don't need God, they don't have to pray, They don't have to go to church. They got their house. They got their car. They got their pets. They got all these whistles and bells. Then God will step in and shake up the nation. When we put our trust on material things, your gold, your silver, your ride, your house, your boat, your beauty, your looks, then God will step in and shake up things. Whenever we turn against God in rebellion, in revolt, and we start murmuring, we start complaining, God will step in and shake up the nation. Well, you might say, Pastor, I didn't know that. Let me give you some example in the Word of God. In all of your getting, get understanding. You remember when Israel was in Egypt land. When God got ready to free the people of Israel, guess what he had to do? He had to shake up Egypt. Pharaoh would never have let God's people go. It takes God to shake up the whole of Egypt. Let me remind you that God sent 10 plagues against Egypt to tell you how powerful God is. He only used coronavirus, COVID-19. That's just one plague. And it leveled the whole earth. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Oh! What a mighty God. Pharaoh, they had no choice. He had to let the people go. And the Bible said other nations also were shaking. You know why? Because they heard about how God delivered the people of Israel from Egypt, and they were all shook up too. They just heard the news. My brothers, my sister, there is a shaking going on. In the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 18, you will see again how God shook up things. This time, the people of Israel were free, and they were in the wilderness traveling. And right there on Mount Sinai, God wants to make a covenant with them. And all of a sudden, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 19, verse 18, all of a sudden, the whole mountain caught fire. All of a sudden, the whole mountain was smoked up. Now the people are scared. Then Moses is trying to talk to God. Lord, what do we do? And every time God will answer, there'll be thundering. The whole place was shaking. It was so shaking, all of Israel, all they have to do is collapse. They can't even look up to see the face of God. God was trying to teach them something. Whenever God wants to teach you and me something, he will shake up the whole nation. He will get your attention. He will get my attention. God was trying to teach them about holiness. God was trying to teach the people of Israel about obedience. The question this morning, are we going to go through this coronavirus and never learn anything? There is a shaking, my brother. Don't miss the opportunity to have an encounter with God. Again, we see it in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 20. This time Israel was in captivity. They were taken captives by the Babylonians. And ladies and gentlemen, at this time, they were released to go back home to build the walls, to build the gates, to build the temple, rebuild the temple. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, at home, Zerubbabel was the governor of Judea. So God raised up a prophet, a preacher, just like I'm standing before you. His name is Haggai. And God sent him to tell the governor at home, the governor of Judea, Zerubbabel. He said, tell that man, I am fixing to shake up the whole nation. That was a message from God himself directly. He said, tell the governor, I'm fixing to shake up the earth. I'm fixing to shake up the heavens. I'm fixing to shake up kingdoms. And then he said, but Mr. Governor, don't worry. I will spare you. Wouldn't it be nice to know that even during this time of shakeup, God has a way of protecting his own? You are not here because you are so holy. I am not here because I'm so righteous. The only reason why you're on top of the soil and not under the soil is the grace of God. Open your mouth, shout hallelujah. Nothing but the grace of God that caused you and I. Why is God shaking up the nations and kingdoms? God wants to display his power. He wants everybody to know that power, true power, it didn't belong to the White House. True power, it didn't belong to the crack house. True power belongs to God Almighty. And until you and I get hold of that, we'll be running around like little chicken in fear, in anxiety. Power belongs to God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at history, you will see over and over again, God always shakes things up to display his power. He shake up Israel. And as a result, the Babylonians came in and conquered them. Then he shake up Babylon. As a result, the Persians came and conquered the Babylonians. Then he shake up Persia, and the Assyrian came and conquered the Persian. Then he shake up Assyrian. Then the Greek Empire came and conquered the Assyrians. Then he shake up the Greek Empire, and the Roman Empire came and took over. God is telling you and me, every time you rebel against God, every time you're full of yourself, every time men begin to sleep with men, human beings begin to sleep with dogs and cats, we don't reference God, we are stealing from one another, we are mistreating people, all kinds of injustice in the land, God will shake up your whole nation. He said, I am the Lord. I change it not. Throughout history, it's very clear that God is in the business of shaking. Why will God do that? Because God will not allow himself to be ignored. God will not allow himself to be disrespected. That's right, Brother Deacon. Too much. It stinks in the nursery of Almighty God. Even in the New Testament, you see the same pattern of God shaking up things. The book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 40. Jesus, this time, was crucified, hanging on the cross. All of a sudden, he shouted. And all of a sudden, everybody, he got the attention Oh, they start laughing. They say, I think he's calling on Elijah. Let's see what Elijah will do for him. Let's see if Elijah will come down. The second time when Jesus screamed and called on his father, the Bible says all of a sudden the whole earth got dark. God was fixing to shake things up. All of a sudden there was an earthquake. Ain't nobody laughing now. They were scared and terrified. The Bible says even the veil of the temple split wide open. Who among us can stand in the presence of God? The Bible says it got so shaken up that the tombs begin to open up. The graveyard. And then dead people begin to come out. Oh, Lord have mercy. Then the Bible said, not only do the dead come out, they start to walk around. Well, I'm getting out of here. He shook things up. He is God all by himself. Again, you will see in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 31, when the people were having prayer meeting at the upper room. They were just having prayer. All right. The power of God came down.
Amen. Glory. That's it.
The Holy Ghost rest upon every one of them. Right. The whole building was shook up. Right. The Bible said not just the whole building. Right. They said all of Jerusalem was shaken. Ladies and gentlemen, so you see throughout history, God has always been shaking things up. Today, I believe God wants to shake loose all the filthiness in our nation. Hey, don't turn me off. I believe with all my heart, God wants to shake up all the spirit of religion in our churches. I believe with all my heart, God wants to shake up all form of idolatry in our nation. All form of materialism. All kinds of injustice that is going on. Mistreatment. You can't even count on our legal system no more. You can't even count on our law enforcement, on government. You can't even count on the church. God is left with no other choice but to shake things up to get our attention. The good news, somebody shout good news. God sent me to tell you. The shaking is not to kill you. Did you hear what I just said? I said the good news. God sent me to tell somebody this morning. The shake up, the shaking is not to destroy you. It's not to kill you, but to make you. Open your mouth, shout amen. God used the shaking to make us do better. The only question this morning, are we going to hear the message from heaven?
Amen.
Or are we going to get back and resume business and go back to churches and go back to business as usual? Maybe you are here under the sound of my voice and you have experienced some trials and some difficulties during this shaking. Maybe you've experienced layoff on your job. Maybe you've experienced loved ones being called home. And maybe you're here under the sound of my voice, and what you're dealing with is uncertainty. You don't know what's next. You don't know what tomorrow holds. But I hear somebody say, I don't know about tomorrow. But I learn to live day by day. How am I living? Because I know somebody who owns tomorrow. Amen. And I know you hold my hand. My brothers, my sisters, this is not a time to panic. Your layoff is not a surprise to God. Did you hear what I said? Even the death of loved ones is not a surprise to God. All form of employment, even the symptoms in your body right now, nothing surprised God. But I will repeat, God is not trying to destroy the earth. The shaking is for your making. If God's people, the Bible says, who are called by my name, will just humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways. God said, I will hear you and I will heal the land. Now you see why I can say the shaking is for your making. The shaking is for my making. The shaking is to make you and me pray more. The shaking is to make you and me worship God more. The shaking is to make you and me praise God more. We've been doing religion. We come to church. We sit down dignified. We're looking so sophisticated. We leave it up to Gail and Terrence and Matt and all those precious people to pump us up. But God said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men. God wants to shake things up to make us better. I never will forget how God led me one time to minister to God's people. That even if our setback, I said our setback is a setup for our comeback. Is the church of God ready to come back? Is the body of Christ ready to come back? Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. The only question is, are we ready for real revival? Are we ready for real growth explosion in the body of Christ? Or are we going to go back into the same old, and never learn any lessons? Notice, before COVID-19, serving God was a matter of choice. Notice, before COVID-19, all kinds of wickedness, all kinds of crimes, all kinds of injustice, all kinds of violence. Notice, before COVID-19, serving the Lord was a hobby. You pray when you feel like it. You come to church when you feel like it. You sing in the choir when you feel like singing. But in times like these, God is giving you and me an opportunity to get it right. God is forcing you and me to get out of our comfort zone and to seek God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. God wants to do amazing things in your life, in my life. The shaking is for our making. You remember in the book of Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas in Philippian jail, verse 25 say at midnight, Paul prayed, Silas prayed, Paul began to praise God, Silas began to praise God, and guess what? There was a shaking. If the body of Christ wants a true revival in our churches, we don't need to have all these empty buildings all over town. We don't need to be turning out lights and chandelier and the people are outside the church. If we want a true revival, we need to double up in our prayer life. We need to double up in our worship. We need to double up in our praise. The Bible says at midnight, and I believe with all my heart, it is midnight right now. But God is fixing to show himself strong. Because it took a shaking. It took an earthquake for people to come to God saying, what must I do to be saved? It takes a shaking up for the prison doors to be opened. It takes the shaking up for all the captives to be set free. And I'm saying to somebody today, this shake up in America, this shake up in the whole world is an opportunity for you and me to start running to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Give me another chance. Another chance to worship you. Another chance to serve you. And don't forget, it took that shake up for prison doors to be open. And maybe you're under the sound of my voice and the enemy has kept you prisoned. You think this shake up is bad news. But could it be God is shaking things up so that every prison door of your life, every prison door of my life will be swing wide open. That you can flourish in your business and flourish in your marriage and flourish in your family and flourish in your ministry. Pastors, listen to me. The shake-up is for open doors. The shake-up is for open prison. But you can't go back doing the same thing, same old thing. Ladies and gentlemen, see, anybody can trust God when everything is going right. Anybody can trust God when the check is always in the mail. But can you trust God when there's a shake-up? One of the things I learned through this experience, if I may testify, is to see God for who he really is. Can you trust God in the midst of shaking? Can you trust God in the midst of a shake-up in your life? Can you trust God in the midst of a shaking of our whole nation? If you don't understand, let me remind you, God is in control. The shaking is not going to defeat you. The shaking is not going to destroy the church. God is working behind the scene. This shaking is not going to destroy your family. God is working things out right now. You and I may not see it with our natural eyes, but God is about to launch a new dimension in your life. God is about to take you to a new level. I'm speaking not only to individuals, but to churches this morning. I hear the Lord say, son of man, God is about to take your ministry to another level you have never imagined before. Are you willing to go with God? Or do you want to go back to the same old thing? I want to encourage everybody under the sound of my voice. See a new window of opportunity. Open your eyes, your spiritual eye. See an opportunity for you to be free. See every prison door in your life swinging wide open. The Bible says, he that God sets free is free indeed. But you can go back to bondage. COVID-19 is an opportunity for us. I regret all the disaster. I am sorry for all the bad news we went through. But don't miss this chance to go back to God with all your heart. Don't miss this opportunity to trust God more in your ministry, to trust God more in your business, to trust God more with your finances, to trust God more with your life. Don't miss this opportunity. The message is loud and clear. Without God, you can do nothing. The devil thinks it's over for America. But let me tell you, the best day for America is yet to come. The devil thinks you and I, we're going to be stuck in this struggle. But I hear the Lord say, I'm shaking things off to promote you. I'm shaking things off to make you better. I'm shaking things off to revive your soul, to bring your family back together, to promote you in your business, to elevate you in your walk with God. This shaking is not going to kill you. It's going to make you. And I want to challenge everybody under the sound of my voice today. This is not a time to go to sleep. This is not a time to be having a pity party. This is a time to get your praise up. Did you hear what I said? This is a time to get your praise up. The Lord sent me early this month. He said, tell my people, get your hope up. And I came here and I'm shouting and saying, get your hope, get your hope. There is hope in Christ Jesus. Then the following Sunday, the Lord said to me, tell the people, get your faith up. God is still on the throne. God is faithful. God is able to see you through. He may not come when you want him, but he will be right on time. And then the Lord said, tell them today, get your praise up. This is not a time for pity party. This is not a time to be sucking your thumb, feeling sorry for yourself. God said, I'm about to make a new thing. His mercy is new every morning. This is the time for you to press your way out of this difficulty. I'm going to ask every one of you to stand to your feet. Maybe you're out there, you're listening to me. You say, Brother Pastor, now I get it. I see clearly the shaking is for my making. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I'm going to invite our worship team to come back here and worship with us. But as they are coming, let me tell you, there's a number under the screen. There are ministers of the gospel waiting to pray with you, waiting to agree with you. Like the prodigal son, like prodigal daughter, you can say, okay, I'm tired of this foolishness. Lord, I'm coming home. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. That's the best decision you can ever make for yourself. While I'm talking to those of you here under the sound of my voice, I'm inviting all of you nationwide. Call somebody. That number is there for you. Men and women of God, to pray with you, to celebrate you, and to rejoice with you. And for those of you who are here, please permit me to invite you. If you've been blessed today, if you've been touched today, let's leave this place today rejoicing, knowing that our best day is yet to come. God is about to elevate you and promote you and make you to what he intended for you and I to be. Let me encourage you as you leave this morning. If you want to give, you want to support the work of the ministry, I believe there are offering plates at the back of the church. You don't need to have contact with any usher. Just leave your offering as you go. God, see your heart. I just want you to know that we are still alive in this planet Earth. And the Bible says, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, as long as this earth remains, there will always be seed time. There will always be harvest. Many people never see harvest because they never sow. Seize this opportunity as these precious people lead us in praising God and rejoicing. As you go, just bless the Lord. Give and it shall be given to you. Those of you who are watching live stream, if you want to join us in giving, you want to support the work of the ministry, just go to our website, zionhill.com. You can't miss it. And there's a section there for online giving. It's between you and the Lord. And I thank you in advance. The reason why we're able to reach you today is because somebody gave. We welcome you to that club. Thank you for listening today. May God bless you till we meet again. Here come our worship team.
Lord, and he was seated on his throne, and the train of his robe, it filled the temple, and day and night, the angels proclaim, and they say, holy, holy, the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Be exalted, be lifted high. King of heaven, be glorified. 'Cause all creation testifies that you're Jehovah, the Lord Most High.
Now everybody clap your hands like this. Come on, clap, clap. Yeah.
The elders cast down their crowns, and the angels bow down. And as it is in heaven, we repeat the sound. And it will never get tired. Hey, it will never grow old. We will sing,
holy, holy, holy
is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is. Come on, help us say, be exalted.
Be exalted.
Say, be lifted high.
Be lifted high.
Say,
testify
that you're Jehovah, the Lord Most High.
The Lord.
Everybody say, sing a holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty,
who was and is and is to come.
One more time, everybody say, holy,
holy,
holy is the Lord God Almighty,
who
was and
is and is to come.
Hey, isn't he beautiful? Isn't he beautiful? Just say that with us, isn't he beautiful?
Isn't he beautiful?
Hey, we serve a beautiful, beautiful Savior.
Isn't he beautiful?
Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Isn't he beautiful?
He got eyes like fire. He got hair like wool.
Isn't he beautiful?
He got feet like brass. Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Isn't he beautiful?
He got the eyes like fire. He got hair like wool.
Isn't
he got feet like brass. Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Isn't
come on, say, isn't he beautiful?
Isn't he beautiful?
Say, isn't he beautiful?
Isn't he beautiful?
Jesus is. Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Isn't he beautiful?
Say, Jesus is. Isn't he beautiful? We serve a beautiful Savior. We serve a beautiful Savior. Eyes like fire. Hair like gold. Feet like brass. Oh, isn't he beautiful? He got eyes like fire. Hair like wool. Feet like brass. Oh, isn't he beautiful? What thing I desire. And that will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And behold his beauty. And behold his beauty. And behold his beauty. And behold his beauty. Got eyes like fire. Hair like wool. And feet like brass. He's a beautiful Savior. Got eyes like fire. Hair like wool. Feet like brass. Oh, isn't he beautiful? I said, isn't he beautiful? Hey, now everybody clap those hands. Come on. Everybody clap those hands. Clap them like you love the Lord. Judgment. Hair like wool, cause he's the ancient of days with wisdom. Feel like grass, he's a steadfast judge. His wrath, and his voice is like many rivers. Yeah, yeah, he's a beautiful Savior. He's a beautiful Savior. He's a beautiful, be exalted. The King of Heaven, so he's glorified, and all creation it testifies that he's Jehovah, the Lord Most High.
Hallelujah.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
When I look up toward heaven, it reminds me what the word of the Lord says. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That lets me know when I get out of here, I got somewhere else to go. Years ago, my mommy and my dad sung an old song. It went like this. It says, there's a lift in this old building.